The CDFI fund leverages federal funds roughly 12 to 1, leading to the investment of about $3 billion in low-income distressed communities. I was wondering if you could explain to my constituents who depend upon this why you would, your department would issue such a report that talks about its benefits and yet effectively eliminate such a fund. I'm especially curious as to why you would eliminate such a fund when it has been said time and time again this administration has added $1.5 trillion to the budget due to a tax cut. I think it's really hypocritical, frankly, that you would add to our debt and at the same time take away tools that actually help low-income and distressed communities, especially since we live in a time when we're asking these communities to do more with less. So I don't know if you could answer that question, sir, but I'd like for you to try.
Sure, I'm happy to answer it. So first of all, let me acknowledge, I do think that the CDFI funds have done tremendous work for many communities. So the Treasury is proud to have been part of administering these funds.
Why would you eliminate it?
The $1.5 trillion we feel is paid for through growth. So they're really two independent things. The CDFIs, this is just a difficult decision in looking for savings and putting more money to
why would you take other areas. I just want to reclaim my time because I only have a few seconds, but why would you choose to make that kind of calculated choice, which frankly, if you do not have the kind of growth that you're saying, and I can tell you that in distressed communities that I represent, we have been waiting for the trickle down of economics to actually affect them.
Thank
and
you.
So
all time
with all due
expired.
Respect, you're taking away an
Mr.
important
Holding,
tool.
You recognize